Good morning. So good to see everyone here this morning. We do have some that have not been able to be with us in a long time, and so it's good to see them. And it's good to see all of you this morning as we come together to worship God and to honor Him. Last Sunday morning, we talked about, and I've got the first slide here to kind of remind us, we talked about letting God's Word dwell in us richly. And we talked about the fact that God has given us two different ways to do that. One is just by teaching and preaching the Word of God, but the other is by singing good songs, as we talked about last week, and we looked at one of those. But letting God's Word dwell richly within us. Our singing is a command that we talked about last week, but it comes with a promise. And that's very important, okay? It comes with a promise. The Word of God can richly dwell in us. Our singing, we talked about, should be more than just a warm-up for the sermon or a filler in the service. And that's very important, isn't it? It's very important that we understand that our worship, it is an act of worship. And so our singing should be more than lip service. We're not just up here to get through it, right? And to sing it and not pay attention to the words. And it's part of our worship service. And it's, as we stated, it's to help the Word of God dwell in us richly. We also talked about the fact that God gave us songs, that songs can help us in many different ways. And we're gonna talk about a little bit more about that this morning. But one of the things we talked about is the fact that we can remember things, right? It helps us. And several of you came up to me after the sermon last Sunday morning and talked about how, yeah, I'm able to remember certain things because of songs. And that's so important. God gave that to us for a reason. And so we need to use these things, use these ways to help the Word of God dwell in us richly. But I want to ask you a question this morning as we kind of continue this thought in our lesson this morning. I want to ask you a question. Why do you sing? Why do you sing? And you may be out there and you say, well, I don't sing. Okay, well, God wants us to sing. Okay, but I want you to say, why do you sing? And as we go through that, we're going to ask that question several times this morning. But obviously, as we've already stated and we've already looked at some of these passages, God wants us to sing. Okay, there are many passages in the Bible that talk about this. Ephesians 5 and verse 19. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. God wants us to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. That's how we speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Okay, and the passage we looked at last week was Colossians 3 and verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's very important. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Another passage that talks about this, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 15. Here Paul says this, what is it then? He says, I pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. And also a passage in James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. So I want you to pay attention there. Look at the passages, okay? And these are just some of the passages that talk about singing. We see examples, okay, of Jesus and his disciples going out. It says they had sung a hymn after they partook of the Lord's Supper. They sung a hymn together. Singing is very important. We have other examples that we'll look at as we go along this morning. But someone may ask the question, well, why when you come here and worship here, why do we sing only? Okay, and I put that only there because that's what a lot of people want to say to this, right? Well, how come you're just singing? You know, where's the piano? Where's the guitar? Where's the band, right? Where's all the things? Why are we just singing? Well, in the adult class this morning, we were talking about God's pattern, that God's pattern gave us for worship. And Brother Dennis led us in that, in the teaching that, and he had the chart up on the board there, and one of the things there, he was talking about one of the acts of worship there is praying and singing. And we just looked at the passages, by the way, we just looked at the passages that we looked at where God told us to sing. God didn't tell us to play music, didn't tell us to do anything else from using instruments of music. The instrument we're to use is our voice, right? And that's very important. We don't want to add to or take away from what God said. A lot of that goes back, and see, people, young people, especially, they don't quite maybe understand that. All of us that are older, have been around for a long time, you understand the passages, you read the passages, you study it, and you say, yeah, that we're to sing. But it's very important, part of showing respect for God. Okay, respect for God is we want to do what He says. We don't want to add to it. We don't want to take away from it. And brethren, and you say, well, I don't really understand that. Well, we all understand it in the parent-child relationship. God gave us the family for a reason. He gave us the family so we can learn that respect and love and obedience. And we learn what disobedience causes. And a parent understands real quickly when a son adds to what he says, or when a son takes away from what he told him to do. We understand real quickly. I understand real quickly when parent does more than what I told him to do, or he does less than what I told him to do. He understands, and I understand, I don't like that. Okay? That's part of showing respect, isn't it? And we all understand that. So why don't we understand it when it comes to religious things? God's no different. God made us in His image. He made the family relationship for a reason. We learned so many lessons from that. So we simply sing. Young people, you need to understand that. You need to understand that right now. We want to respect God and His Word. When He says something, that's what we're going to do. We don't want to take away from it. We don't want to add to it. As we talked about in our whole lesson this morning in the adult class, was showing all the departures away from God's Word. Because what if men decided they're going to do what they want to do? Someone says, you know what, it sounds a whole lot better if we have a piano playing while we're singing. Well, it may sound better in our ears. Okay? But God didn't say that, did He? God didn't say that. And so if you add to it, then all of a sudden we're not on safe ground anymore. We want to do what God wants us to do. And so that's why we only sing. But when we say only sing, and I don't want people to think, oh, well, you only sing, right? Or you sing only. Okay, like it's some kind of, we have a detriment, like we're some kind of lower thing. Okay, it's a wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful thing. There are many, many benefits to singing. Okay? Number one is, God commanded it. Okay, the benefit is, guess what, we're doing what God said. But there are many, many other benefits to it besides just obedience to God. And it's amazing that people out in the world even understand that. Okay, and we talked a little bit about this last week, but I want to kind of get a little bit more into it this morning real quickly. Just kind of talk to you about some things that there are many benefits, physical benefits of singing. Do you realize that singing can strengthen your immune system? Okay, studies have been shown. According to research conducted at the University of Frankfurt, singing boosts the immune system. The study included testing professional choir members' blood, testing their blood, now listen, before and after an hour-long rehearsal, and they were singing Mozart's Requiem. Okay? Now, if they can sing that and get benefits from it, you know we can sing wonderful songs about God and get a greater benefit. But it says the researchers noticed that in most cases, the amount of proteins in the immune system that function as antibodies, known as immunoglobulin A, were significantly higher immediately after the rehearsal. The same increases were not observed after the choir members passively listened to music. So listen to it was not enough. Those that were singing, they were getting benefits from it. And we all understand that singing can be a workout too, cousin. It's a workout for us. Those that are older, disabled, or injured, singing can be an excellent form of exercise. Even if you're healthy, your lungs will get a workout as you employ proper singing techniques and vocal projections. Other related health benefits of singing include a stronger diaphragm and stimulated overall circulation. He says, since you pull in a greater amount of oxygen while singing than when doing many other types of exercise, some even believe that singing can increase your aerobic capacity and stamina. Singing also improves your posture. Once again, if you're singing in the right way, you're doing things, okay, singing, standing up straight is part of correct technique as you're singing. So with time, good posture will become a habit. As your chest cavity expands and your shoulders and back align, you're improving your posture overall. Singing helps with sleep. There have been studies shown. Experts believe singing can help strengthen throat and palate muscles, which helps stop snoring and sleep apnea. Okay, if anyone's familiar with those type of ailments, you know how difficult it can be to have a good night's sleep. So it can help in those areas as well. Singing is a natural antidepressant. Singing is known to release endorphins, the feel-good brain chemical that makes you feel uplifted and happy. In addition, scientists have identified a tiny organ in the ear called the sacculus, which responds to the frequencies created by singing. The response creates an immediate sense of pleasure regardless of what the singing sounds like. Not only that, but singing can simply take your mind off the day's troubles to boost your mood. Right, I was telling, we went to a place, you know, you see people that are happy. And I told Michelle yesterday, we were at the car wash, and there was a man up there, and I said, see, you can tell he's happy. He's over there humming, he's whistling while he's working. I said, you see there, he's got something going on with him, right? He's singing, he understands. And we all know that, right? When we feel good, sometimes singing can help us feel even better, right? And so that's the point. Singing lowers stress levels. Making music in any form is relaxing. Singing releases stored muscle tension and decreases the level of a stress hormone called cortisol in your blood system. Singing improves mental alertness. Improved circulation and oxygenated bloodstream allow more oxygen to reach the brain. The improved mental alertness, concentration, and memory. The Alzheimer's Society, now listen, has even established a singing for the brain service to help people with dementia and Alzheimer's maintain their memories. A singing for the brain service. They understand the benefits that are found in singing. And you can go on and on. Singing boosts your confidence. Singing broadens communication skills. There are many, many things that you can go on and on. And I didn't even pick out all of them. I cut out a few of them. Okay? But the point is, there are so many things, so many physical benefits of singing. Now, I say all that once again, why do you sing? I'm asking the question, why do you sing? Why do we sing? And we don't sing just because we know there are physical benefits of singing, okay? That's not our point, and I want you to go away thinking that, okay? But I want you to keep thinking in your mind as we go, as we keep moving, why do you sing? Why do you sing when we're singing the song? Why do we sing? Now let's look at another example in the Bible. Of an example when Paul and Silas were singing. In Acts chapter 16, if you want to turn in your Bibles there, Acts chapter 16. Also going to have it on the board here, but if you want to look at the context, okay, of what's been going on. Paul and Silas, they have been moving around. They have come to a place, Philippi, and so they're teaching and preaching, and they come upon this slave girl having a spirit of divination, And this slave girl, she was her master's. They're making money off of her. Okay? And so whatever it is that it says by fortune telling or whatever, she was able to, you know, whatever this divination that had her, evidently she was able to tell some future things and they were able to make money off of it. Well, she kept coming up to Paul and saying, you know, and saying things to him, and he finally turns and says to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it says, and it came out of her that very moment. Well, her master saw that, what happened. And what do they do? Say, hey, wait a minute, we can't make any money off of her anymore. And they're the ones that did that. Paul and Silas did that. And so what do they do? They beat them and they do all these and they throw them into prison. Now, we pick up our reading in verse 22. It says, the crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's fetters were unfastened. Now we're going to stop our reading in that, but I urge you, if you want to keep reading on that, you go home and finish that. It's a wonderful passage. You see the conversion of the Philippian jailer and his household. But the point I want you to see is, here's Paul and Silas. They're doing a good deed. They're trying to help. They're trying to help this lady that has a divination. The Spirit, he commands the Spirit to come out of her. They're following what God told them to do. They're doing these things, and what happens? A lot of things they get, right? They get beat. They get arrested. They get thrown into jail. And what are they doing? The Bible says at midnight, they're singing. They're praying and singing hymns to God. Now, I want to ask you a question, because this is going to help us this morning. What we're talking about, why do you think Paul and Silas were singing? Why do you think they were singing? Well, someone may say, you know what? Okay, they were beaten. They had done all these things. Their feet are in stocks. They're in jail. Everything just went like this to them. And you know what? Maybe they're just confused. Maybe they were just confused and they just thought, you know what? Man, you know, hey, we're in some kind of stupor or whatever. We're just singing. They didn't really know what they were doing. I don't think that was it. I don't think that was it. And someone may say, you know what? Well, God commanded them to sing. Okay, they could turn to the passages, you know, in Colossians 3:16, Ephesians 5:19, and you're to sing. And so maybe they just said, well, you know what? We just better fulfill that command, and we better pray, and we better sing. Don't sound right. What do you think? It don't sound right to me. I don't think that was a reason why they were singing. Well, someone says, well, you know what? Maybe they were just trying to put on a show. You know, they were just singing and letting everybody know, you know, just, well, maybe they just said, well, they're not going to get to us. We'll just show them that we're just singing. We'll pray. We're putting on a show. You know what? When you've been beaten to a point and you've been thrown into the inner jail and your feet are in stocks, and by the way, I've never had my feet in stocks, so I don't know what that would be like, and I've never been beaten like that. But I tell you one thing, showtime would be over. When I start getting beat up, showtime's over. They weren't doing this for a show. So why were they singing? Why were they singing? And by the way, they had to be singing something that meant something. Because the other prisoners were listening to them. Do you think if they were singing, oh, woe is me, Oh, woe is me, you know. Gloom, despair, and agony. There was the old song, Agony on Me. You think if they were singing that song, you think that the people in the prison would say, oh, what are they singing? If they'd have been saying that, they'd have been saying, shut up in there, right? Be quiet, go to sleep. Why do you think they were singing? Were they happy? I said, boy, it's kind of hard to be happy. You just got beat up. You just got thrown in jail. Because they had love? Why were they singing? And I ask you the question again, why do you sing? Someone says, well, they had joy. Brother Ben talked to us, remember he had a couple lessons just from the book of Philippians, talking about the difference between happiness and joy. You know what? Maybe they realized, you know what? If we die in this jail, we're going to be a whole lot better off, aren't we? They had God on their side. Had everything going for them. Someone said, had everything going for them. They just got beat up. They just got thrown. They lost their freedom. They got thrown into jail. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Their feet are in stocks. And as we've always tried to say, man, I guess they're looking at the big picture, weren't they? They weren't looking at that one circumstance they were in. They're looking at the big picture. Why do you think they were singing? Why do you sing? I want to share with you something that Brother R.J. Stevens, he passed from this life, I think it was around back in 2012, around there, 12, 13, somewhere around that area. And if you don't know who R.J. Stevens was, you can grab the song book there that we've got in front of us there. And he arranged that book, and he wrote some of the songs in there and arranged many of the songs. And he's helped the cause of those trying to sing and trying to help people sing praises to God. In fact, someone sent us a flyer, and they still have what they call R.J. Stevens singing classes to try to help young men and leading singing and things and trying to help them in those. And so he did a lot of good while he was here upon the earth, and things are still happening, you know, trying to help people praise God and the way God wants us to and things. But I remember several years ago now, and it's been many years ago now, that a lesson that I was able to hear him preach, and he was talking about singing, and he shared this illustration, and I tried my best to remember how, and I know I don't have it word for word exactly, I wrote down the best way that I could remember about it, and he tells a story about a man, and we're going to call him this morning Old Brother Smith. Okay? You got to watch those people named Smith, by the way. But anyway, so Old Brother Smith. As the old saying goes, Old Brother Smith could not carry a tune in a bucket. Yet he would always sing during the worship service and was always loud in his singing. His singing was so loud that some of the members decided, or some of the members, they started complaining about it. And some thought that Brother Smith's singing was distracting in the service. Well, the elder, it got to a point, so many members came to the elders, some of the elders said, I guess we better meet and talk about this. Right? And the elders met and they discussed it. And they discussed the situation. They decided, you know what, we need to go talk to Brother Smith. We need to go talk to him about his singing. Well, old Brother Smith was a farmer. And when the elders went out to meet with old Brother Smith, they met him out in his fields. He was plowing his fields. As the elders approached Brother Smith, they were trying to decide who was going to be the one to bring it up to him, you know, bring up the subject to them. Well, after saying hello Man, discussing the weather for a moment, you know, out in the hot heat and the field and everything. One of the elders finally said, Brother Smith, we'd like to talk to you for a minute about your singing. Well, before they could say anything else, Brother Smith took off his straw hat and his face kind of lit up a little bit. He said, I'd love to talk about singing as well. And he started talking to him. And he said, you know what? He says, when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, dying on the cross for my sins, he says, man, I just can't help but sing praises to God. He says, when I think about the suffering and ridicule that Jesus went through for me, I have to sing and shout at the top of my lungs. He says, in fact, I feel like singing right now. And he started singing right there in the field. The elders left him singing in the field. As the elders are walking away, one of them turned to the other and he said, you know what? I don't think his singing is very distracting at all. And the other elder looked at him and said, yeah, you know, I never realized how pretty his voice really is. You see the point, I hope, that the story emphasizes that we should all be singing. And it's not to put on a show. It's not because we have a pretty voice or this or that. It's to glorify God. And when we think about what God has done for us, we should not be able to withhold ourselves from singing praises to Him. Why do you sing? There's a song, and I don't know the person who wrote the song, and it's probably out in the, I guess it would be considered a spiritual or something. I don't know what kind of song it's a, but the title of the song is "I Sing Because," and the chorus of that song is very powerful. Okay, the more I've sung that song and thought about the words of that song, the more I say, you know what, that's really why I want to sing. And the first part of that song, and the song was written, I believe, by a man named Squire Parsons. But he says, I'm just going to read the first before we get into the chorus part. He says, I've been singing about my Lord for so many years. I've sung when I've been happy. I've sung when I've had tears. Some folks have even asked me if it's all been just a show. But the reason that I'm singing, I want the world to know. And he goes on to say, I sing because, number one, there's an empty grave. I want you to think about that. We sing because there's an empty grave. Every one of us is going to go to the grave. Every one of us is going to die. But don't we want to hold on to the one who overcame death? 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 20 says, but in fact Christ had been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He has been raised from the dead, the first fruits. That's very important. He's the first one, but guess what? He's not the only one that's going to be raised from the dead. We can be raised from the dead because of Him. I sing because there's an empty grave. I sing because there's a power to save. The power is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is a power to save. Brethren, when we sin, our sins separate us from God and we cannot save ourselves. But there's a power that saves, and that power is found in Jesus Christ. He died for our sins. There's a power to save. His grace is real to me. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Brethren, we cannot ever forget that we are only saved by the grace of God. What God, it is the gift of God. Jesus is that gift. And we must keep that in our minds, and that must help us to sing. There's nothing that we can do to earn our salvation. But we sing because there is an empty grave. There is a power to save. And His grace is real. But brethren, we also sing because we know we're not alone. Paul and Silas were in that jail cell. But they knew they were not alone. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, it says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never fail you nor forsake you. Hence, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Paul and Silas were able to keep singing because they knew God was with them. Even in our darkest times in this world, God is with us. And we can sing because we know we're not alone. And I sing because someday I'm going home where I shall sing for all eternity. First Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17 says, then we who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. When Jesus comes back, whether we have died or whether we are still alive here on this earth, we're going to meet Him in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. That is the hope that the Christian has. That is the hope that we must hold on to. The promise of God. No matter how hard it gets in this life, God is there. He gave us a song. That's one of the songs we sing, right? He gave me a song to sing about. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is a power to save. I sing because His grace is real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home where I shall sing through all eternity. Brethren, why do you sing this morning? Hope and pray it's because of these things. Because what Jesus has done for us, the hope that He has given us. And if you're not a Christian this morning, please think about your life. Please turn to God. Turn to the only person that can save you, Jesus Christ. We urge you and beg you to come this morning. As we're about to sing this song, please think about your life. It's only a step that it takes to turn to Jesus, to submit to Him in simple obedience. If we can help you this morning in any way in turning to God, please come while we stand and sing.